Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show, where we're always right, never left. We put God first and politics second. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Welcome to the show. Happy to have you all tuning in today to the Chauncey Show. We have a very exciting show. We're waiting on Amy von West, who is running for Congress out of California. We're waiting for her to come in the studio, but until then, let's give you some background information on what's going on. Up next on Tuesday, we're going to have journalist Robin Tyson in the studio. She worked for CNBC, NBC. She worked for a lot of the major newscast companies, and she's going to be on the show. We're going to talk a little about journalism in today's politics, and we're going to learn a little bit about what's going on. Also, you know, a lot's going on in the country, as we know. We have Pelosi that's trying to start the January 6th commission. She's already kicked off. She doesn't want Jim Jordan on there, so that's going to be very interesting. They're trying to select a certain few people to be on that committee so they can steer it in the right way. So let me talk a little bit about my guest who's coming on. Amy von West. This is her second time running for Congress out of California. Her parents escaped evading communist regime at the end of the Vietnam War. She is a first-time, I believe, immigrant, American citizen. She is the epitome of the American dream. We're going to allow her to embellish and talk about her humble beginnings for the first part of the show, and then we'll allow her to talk a little bit about her goals and objectives for California and the nation. Let me welcome to the show my friend and candidate for U.S. Congress out of California, District 45, Amy von West. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Chauncey. Thank you so much for having me today. Really appreciate that. As you know, my name is Amy von West. I'm running for Congress in California 45th District. It is one of the top 15 races in the country to flip the House back for the GOP in 2022. And as you know, Chauncey, I was born in Vietnam. My family fled the communist regime after witnessing unspeakable cruelty and violence that the government did to their own people. My family was welcomed to America with open arms, and we embrace the American value and the incredible opportunity that this country afford us. But you know, the sad thing right now, Chauncey, is that we're seeing this country slipping away thanks to the socialist leftists that my opponent, Katie Porter, and the Democrat are trying to turn America into a socialist Marxist nation. And they're trying everything they can to ruin this great country. And, you know, I want to save this country. I want to save America because I love America. And, you know, that embrace my family. So that's the reason why I'm running for Congress. And I hope your audience, those who are listening today, that they will go visit my webpage, amyfanwest.com, so AmyPhanWest.com, and you know, if they can help me by chipping in $5-$10 to help me, that we will flip this for the GOP.
Thank you. So Amy, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. And as I'm listening to you share with my audience, you know, and you mentioned the socialist democratic left, you are the example of why we should not have a communist, socialist, Marxist regime. You came from that. And for you to honor and respect America today is a testament to America's goodwill. And I hope...
Absolutely.
And I hope that you continue to push the message of your roots and your heritage, because you are the American dream, you know, coming from humble beginnings, now running for Congress. You know, people need to hear your story to debunk this left narrative that we're a racist country and all these other identity politic terms they want to use to try to disinform the American people, disenfranchise the American people, and keep the American people divided. You are why America is one of the greatest countries in the world. And we're happy to have you in America. We're proud of what you've done. We're proud that you want to step up again, not only for California, but for the American people. Because this is what it's about. It's about we the people. And that is the type of candidate you are. A truth seeker, truth speaker for the people. And that is the type of individuals that we need in office today. I know that you have an extremely busy schedule, and you told me you have another event after the show. So I'm going to try to move it along as best as we can. And I'm going to have you back on again. So if you like, you can talk about your professional background if you like, or we can get in because there's a ton of issues in California. I know you want to tackle and address, or I'll let you go right into the issues. We know homelessness, fentanyl, all these things are affecting your district and the state. So however you want to take the conversation, because I know it's a limited amount of time for you, I will let you, you know, share what you think is best at this time.
Right. I think it's important that we understand what's going on right now in our nation, and I believe many Americans are waking up to see what's happening, what's at stake, and a lot is at stake, especially their children's future. And this is a time where I encourage every American, they must stand, and they must stand their ground and defend America. And the reason you mentioned earlier that, you know, this country is so great and that the kids are destroyed it and the Democrat are pinning us against each other is because they are teaching our children to hate America in our government school, you know, from the elementary to higher education. And they've been doing this for a long time. And so right now is the right time for the Democrat to usher in and to kind of reset America and destroy ourselves from within. Because all this training for the last, you know, say 40 years of teaching our children that, you know, communism is good, Marxist is great, America is bad, it's evil, we, you know, have slaves and all those things. But the thing is that let's address the white elephant in the room. America is not perfect, okay? We're not perfect, but we are exceptional because of the people that are in it. We have the Constitution that embodies American spirit, you know, that we are free because our rights are given from God, not from the government. Amen. And our forefather escaped, you know, Britain and separate themselves was because of that, because they believed that God gives them the right to move and to live and to thrive. And so that's what is missing nowadays. And if you think about it, not a lot of other countries around the world have this mindset and this constitution to protect their liberty. You know, it's easy for them to be dictated to tell what to do, how to think, how to be censored. Like the country I escaped from, Vietnam, if you want to go to a different village, you have to let the Viet Cong, you know, the government know where you're going, what time you're going, when you'll be back, and who you're going to visit. So they know your movement, every movement. And the sad thing is, you know, when you're under it for so long and you come to America and seeing this freedom, you embrace it. And so a lot of people who escape a communist socialist country embrace this liberty. And so the Democrat, I believe they are the vessel to a communist, they are a vessel to communism, and communism is using them to usher in this ideology. Number one, they took God out of public school, and then to not have that accountability and that moral compass, you are God, the government become God, and when that is their focus, the morality decline, and that nation will be destroyed. As we see history, history will repeat itself, but I pray that Americans are waking up and learning from history, what happened in other nations in the past. So I think it's important to take our nation back to the basic, which is God. You know, this country was founded on Christian principle, which is, you know, the Constitution is part of it, because God see us as equal, you know. None of us are better than another. So the Bible tells us to treat one another like that. So therefore, in the Constitution, you can agree to disagree, you know, if each person's right, but you don't force it on people because, you know, like with relationship with God, it's not a forced relationship. It's a willingness to have that relationship. So likewise, I feel like we need to get back to the basic. With God, we will be able to have a moral society. A moral society will learn to treat one another with respect and dignity, where for me, my theme is I'm for God, guns, and babies, right? And
Amen.
God, meaning that we have this religious freedom, right, to worship if we want it or don't worship, so no one can force a religion upon you. And then second, guns, because so you can defend not only yourself and your family, but from the government if they become a tyrant. So that's why it's important, because in my country, no one owns guns except for the government. And you'll be outnumbered. If you disagree with them, they can kill you. You know, they can isolate you. They can intimidate you, take your business away, all those things. But that's the reason why it's so important to have that Second Amendment right to protect yourself, defend yourself, and defend yourself from the government intruding. And then third, you know, babies. I value life from the womb to the tomb. And it's so vital for society to value life. It doesn't matter, you know, what you're in, your life are valuable. And when a nation respects that, our community, our society become a thriving society. And so right now when you take God out of, you know, public school, you teaching them that they're animals and they're just evolution, they're just, you know, they're no better, they just are purposeless, right? And when we teach that, I mean, that's how we will produce the next generation, is this wild, spoiled, you know, brats. And that's what we're seeing right now. But it's not too late to turn this nation around. And I think it takes one person. It seems like in history, we've seen it's one person who rise up, speak up, be courageous, be bold for such a time as this to write their legacy. And I feel like this is the time for Americans to write their legacy. What would their children look at them 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what they do to preserve America, preserve their freedom, that 20 years from now, those children would say, oh my gosh, my parents, my grandparents stood up and defend America, defend the freedom and liberty. So in that way, I can speak my mind. I can worship. I have the freedom to worship if I wanted to, you know, and to be successful if I wanted to. And this nation has been so great. It's been through a lot, but it always bounced back up. And that's who we are. We are Americans.
Amy, thank you so much. That was awesome. And, you know, as a result of listening to your passion about not only what you want to accomplish, but your experiences in your country, it made me think that I would like to invite you on to do a separate show about communism, because what you just spoke about is so important for people to hear about where you came from, how that government treated people. Just in this few minutes, your synopsis of communism to America was an extraordinary testament to not only America, but why we should fight for the freedoms and rights that is bestowed upon us by the Constitution of the United
States. Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. I would love to come back on that.
Awesome, Amy, because, you know, I'm just so overjoyed by your conversation today, by you talking about those experiences. And see, this is what the left and the Democratic Party, this is what they need to hear. The people need to hear your message, okay? Because a lot of Americans that were born Americans take America for granted, okay? And most people from the left or these young people have never left the United States, have never seen a third world country. So, you know, all they do is attack America by identity and not by the values of God. And that is one of the other challenges, you know, because we are all children of God, okay? And identity politics, we're all human beings. It's not black, it's not white, it's not yellow, it's America, red, white, and blue. We're all one. And like right. you said it best, I came from having to report when I left my home to go to a person's house. They do that in prisons today in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to you. And you come here and you have this abundance amount of freedom. Your story hopefully will help those who are ignorant, okay, to socialism and communism, will understand. And I'm going to definitely, you know, keep sharing this program because that was so important. Because
Thank
that
you.
Is the precipice that we're on right now in this country, moving from a democracy, a republic, to the left and the Democrats trying to push this Marxist communist thought process and indoctrination in our society so they can have ultimate control and oppress all the people. And like you said, you lived it. So you could see it coming from 100 miles away. So this was very important.
Right.
that you highlighted this because we are in a critical moment in history and your story is the most important story that should be told and should be heard repeatedly every day.
Right, right.
Because it's
Thank
really-
you, absolutely. And that's what we're missing because, as
yes.
you know, you mentioned earlier, our children don't understand this. And the reason is we enjoy the prosperity for so long in America because of our constitutional rights that allowed us, for us to enjoy this freedom and prosperity. And when a nation enjoys so long, they forget. They tend to forget how good they got it. You know, they have it. And so as our nation, the younger generation being taught that's bad, now they're thinking, oh, then it must be bad because they don't know what dictatorship feels like or what it is. And so now what we need to do is those who escape or those who immigrate here legally from a communist socialist country, I encourage you as your audience are hearing this, that they must be bold and courageous and share their story. This is the time for them to stand up and to share this truth because the Democrats' narrative are false. And in order to defeat that false narrative, we must speak the truth and our truth must be louder. And so when we share these truths, it will kind of stabilize, like neutralize the Democrats' voice, right, of hating this nation, want to destroy it. And so that's why it's important for your audience, if they escape a communist regime like Cuba or Venezuela or China, you know, or Vietnam, they must speak up and they must stand up and they must speak this truth because their voice need to be heard in this generation more than ever. So in order to restore this nation, we must reach the younger generation. Right now, I feel like we're losing that as the Republican Party. So we need an effort to reach them on common ground, you know, and I know that the education has been brainwashing them. And a lot of them has issue regarding, you know, like the college tuition, or they have issue regarding the Green New Deal. They don't understand. So when we ask them, you know, like, for example, with your tuition, with your schooling, I go to the university and ask them all the time. I go, with you getting this degree, studying this topic, all of you guys, I want to see a raise of hand. Do you take courses that does not pertain to your major? They all raise their hand. You know what I mean? And so it's true that they're teaching all this nonsense into what their major is about. So anyways, and then to the tuition, we have to address that as well. And then also with the Green New Deal, I think kids, I ask them why they like AOC. And they say, you know, at least she stand up for something. She's fighting for something. And they like that. That is a great, you know, characteristic to have, right, is to stand up, be bold, courageous, and fighting for something that you believe in. And that's why this nation is great. But the thing is that they don't understand with her Green New Deal, it would take us back to, like, the Ice Age, you know. I mean, no more flying. So I do ask them, I go, you know what, do you guys like flying, traveling to France, Europe, and whatnot? They're like, yes, of course. So I go, okay, that's great. Now, do you guys like your hamburger, your cows, you know, your meats and stuff, your food? They're like, yes. And I go, you know what, with the Green New Deal, you won't be able to fly because it's producing too much CO2, right? And then the cows, because they fart, you know, and all those
that's
things.
It's going to be plant-based burgers only.
Right, right. And then, so we just have to bring common sense, right, to those young adult, and to say, you know what, with this, this is the consequences. Because a Democrat, what they're good at is they're just fluffing everything up to make it so nice and beautiful, but they don't show the end result. It's kind of like, you know, when the commercial for drinking beer or being drunk, they don't show you the side effect, the effort after when you're drunk, right? You're puking, you can't think and all those things. No one wants to know, like, you puke like crazy, right? So
right.
So likewise, we have to show that part, you know, to the student, to the younger generation, that if you want this, there's consequences for that.
You know, Amy, it's ironic. I was talking to earlier another congressional candidate that's running out of New Jersey on the phone earlier today, and we were talking about public education. And I mentioned to him that one of the challenges I believe we have today is there are no guidance counselors, I don't think, in public schools anymore in the grammar school level, in the elementary school, not until high school.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to work on, you know, identifying what type of skill sets our children have intellectually, or even the trades, you know, through mathematics, we need to identify these challenges earlier on in school to guide our children properly. And even like you say, with the tuition, you know, even my kids, you know, you graduate from college and you can't even get a job. But
yep,
then you have $30,000 in debt. There's something wrong with that picture now. And you're right. You know,
right,
we have to work on something that, you know, when these kids are going to school, paying their dues, doing the right thing, you know, that there has to be a job market out there for them versus working two minimum wage jobs just to pay pay their bills and just try to survive, you know. So you bring Go ahead, Amy, I'm sorry.
Right, and you know what? The next generation, they will be facing with a lot of crisis if we don't stand up right now and defend it and protect it, you know what I mean, and also secure it. Like, for example, 20 years from now, those children, you know, grew up and trying to look for a job, they won't have the job because, you know, we need to stop the bleeding of job leaving America to, like, China, right? Because they have cheap labor and cheap land. So we have to incentivize to bring back American business back into American soil. And so that's what we need to do to stop that bleeding. And so in that way, 20 years from now, our children can enjoy the prosperity to enjoy a good paying job. So that's what we need to do as well in Congress. There's a lot of work to be done on every front. But I think what it is too right now, is that we need Congress to focus on fixing our economy. You know, it is the top priority to rebuild the greatest economy in history before COVID hit, right? Right now, a lot of families are concerned about the rising cost of living, inflation, rising gas prices, tax increases that are being pushed by Katie Porter, my Democrat, you know, incumbent, and the Democrats in the House as well, they're doing that. So my top priority will be, number one, to help small businesses to get back on their feet and to keep those business in California. And then we are going to fight for tax cuts, lower regulation, get government out of the way. Of course, it seems like too much government involved is always the problem, and incentivizing to create business right here in the U.S. and to make our economy get back to where it was before. Now, Republicans have the agenda that will help American families prosper. That's what I'm going to fight for in Congress when I get that seat. Now, we are going to also, what we need to do is to increase U.S. economic security, which is by reducing our reliance upon China. And we are going to do this by moving our supply chain for medicine, equipment, technology out of China and back to the U.S. So this will create thousands of good paying jobs for Americans and will help stabilize our security and reduce our reliance on the Chinese Communist Party moving forward. And that's what we need to do.
I apologize to my audience that muted my mic and I was talking, thinking I was on the show. I want to apologize. Amy, I want to say thank you for taking time. So I'm repeating myself again. Amy, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. Please share with my audience before you go if they want to donate, volunteer, or contact you if they have any questions about your campaign or about issues. Please share your website and that information with my audience.
Thank you so much, Chauncey, for having me. You know, your audience can find me, help me, support me in any way by visiting my website. Again, it is www.amy, just my name, Amy, A-M-Y, Phan, P-H-A-N, West, W-E-S-T, .com. And there you can make a donation. Any contribution size does help me fight the socialist left and fight for our children's future. Thank you so much, Chauncey, for having me. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you so much, Amy. God bless you as well. We thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Amy. I'm going to rehash some of the things because her story is extraordinary. And Americans need to hear her story and what their country fled. Amy's family evaded a communist regime at the end of the Vietnam War, where her entire family stowed away in the bowels of a Vietnamese fishing boat in 1985. They were at sea for 3 days, had already running out of fresh drinking water, when a German oil tanker found them adrift and rendered assistance. They were taken to Thailand refugee camp, then to the Philippines, where their entire family sought asylum into the United States. After a year and a half in Thailand and 6 months in the Philippines, asylum by the United States Department was granted in 1987, and that's where Amy and her family landed in Huntington Beach, California. This is Amy's story, is the American dream. And the courage, her freedom that she appreciates allows her to stand up to fight as a congressional candidate for all Americans because she knows what the value of freedom is. And that's what we're missing here in this country today from the Democratic Party, the progressive left, is that we need to hear, this is what makes America. Amy's story is the fabric of America, people. We are a nation of immigrants, a nation of laws, and a nation of freedom and liberty for all people. And Amy's story is at the cornerstone of the American dream. So when people want to talk about communism, Marxism, we need to look at Amy's story to only see that what her family fled, is that what you want to promote here? So I'm very humbled and blessed that Amy came on the show today and shared her story, because it's an extraordinary story of how they landed in America and how she and her family appreciate freedom today. And Americans today in this country that were born and raised here take it for granted. And that's the sad part, that we have people that take our liberties and freedoms in this country for granted. And to hear the story of Amy and her family, what they did, what they went through to get here, is a testament to the value of what America is about. Yes, we do have our challenges and we do have our faults, but it is still the greatest nation in the world. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in tonight to The Chauncey Show. Please follow us, The Chauncey Show, on Facebook or on Twitter, Chauncey Show USA, The Chauncey Show on Parler, The Chauncey Show on Gab, The Chauncey Show on Cloud Hub. We're on all social media platforms. I'm restricted currently from LinkedIn. I hope that they will reinstate me in another week or so. I believe I'm in LinkedIn prison for about 2 weeks for speaking truth. So then I'll be back on that platform that I pay $60 a month for. Now I wonder why. But next up on Tuesday, please join us. I'm going to have Robin Tyson in the studio, journalist from all the, she participated, I think, with NDC, all of the major news outlet. She was a journalist for. Now she's freelancing journalism. She's going to be in the studio talking about journalism, talking about the media in today's political climate. So we're going to have her on Tuesday. I want to thank everybody for tuning into The Chauncey Show. Please, you can visit us at thechaunceyshow.com. Also, if you can, we know times are hard for everyone, but we'd appreciate, we want to thank all of our prior donors and supporters. And if you can, please make a donation to PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, or The Chauncey Show at Patreon. And we appreciate all of your small donations so we can continue to be a voice for we the people to the nation. Thank you very much for tuning in. God bless you all. Until next time, keep the faith.